Porter? Are there any announcements?
I have none.
Okay. Approval of the agenda? Any comments on the agenda at all?
No, ma'am.
John?
President Lucas, I have one additional item. Tara Klein had sent something to me that missed it in the packet. It's the BMP cost share to Judith Romans.
Should we put that under the manager items, maybe, or engineering? We don't have any engineering items. I guess we'll put it under manager items, huh? So F2, Tara cost share. All right, the consent calendar. Anybody have any comments on that?
No comment.
No comment?
Motion to approve consent calendar.
Second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The consent calendar is approved. Okay, updates from partners, volunteers, and the CAC committee. Anybody? We cruised right on through something, so I'm going to back up because we have some public here, and I'll reach out to you guys for the public forum, not to be ignored. Let me just mention one quick thing that I forgot about, I thought, on the way here, and then I forgot to mention it when we started. We had a request last meeting to use a bit of caution when shuffling paper because people can't hear us, so I'm probably the worst offender. So as best we can, try to keep it down to a minimum so they can hear on the speakers. Okay. Yes.
Madam Chairman, Mike Kramer, 6969 Jocelyn. My wife Candy's with us, and Sunberger with us also. We submitted a letter this past week. We're deferring if you received it. And, if you had any questions of us, I wanted to get a little bit of information why we submitted it. It was just an informational letter from our perspective. We participated in your workshop back on September 23rd, I think it was. And it was a good discussion on the board's part, but we really didn't get the opportunity to offer any ideas or suggestions or input. And we just thought it might be time. Yes, sir.
I have a comment. Yeah. I read it, of course, and you'll notice that I wrote back at Marchand. Secondly, if this hasn't been established, I also contact folks. I know the other managers do these sort of things, and for personal reasons, so that I can stay abreast of these items, but to know as much as we can, so you're also, because we're all in this together, you're also our eyes and ears regarding the situation. So I didn't do it this week because I was waiting to see what happened with all the rain, but I certainly want to know what the status is, if you guys are seeing anything, you know. There's a giant wall of water or something, you know. So.
Well, John asked the question tonight, so the water began to move this year.
It is, okay.
This week because of the rain. Usually that does not bode well for the spring and normal year when the water is high and starts moving this late in the fall.
Just so you're aware, that's going to be ongoing. We're going to continue that. We're not going to stop.
Are you saying the water's being pumped? When you said water's being moved, it's then you're suggesting
moving through,
gravity.
Moving by gravity.
Got it.
If I could jump back to the letter just for a moment.
Yes, sir.
We want to know a little bit, is there a schedule of when the topic may be coming up? That would be a question of ours. The other thing is, do you have any suggestions as to what's helpful, what's not helpful for you, from us, from the neighborhood, that type of thing? Are things like this helpful? Is the content helpful? It was meant to be. We don't know. Some of the members on the board are relatively new. We've been involved in it for almost 30 years. So it was your engineer and your attorney. But we want to know what was helpful information from a historical perspective. And so if you have any advice for us as to what's helpful in the letter, are those things, should we address it or send it to the right people? And then I guess the big concern, our big question would be, is there a schedule in the near future that we should or alert the neighborhood to, you know, get their ideas together, thoughts together, any advice you have for us? Anybody else want to offer?
No.
That's our question or comment.
So I'll take a stab at it, and anybody else can jump in. So Yes, I received your letter. I think everybody did, and I think I've got a hard copy of it here that was in the mail as well. I think that it was well-written. When we went around and did our meetings, that was the time that we were soliciting input, comments, and suggestions from everybody. You're always welcome to offer more to us at any time. So we appreciate that. Nobody else has really contacted us per se, except maybe one other family that I can think of right now. As you know, and you probably heard, our budget increased substantially due in part to the 30-year maintenance on the 1007 project. And last meeting, we deemed it was appropriate to contact the county commissioners to tell them why the budget was increasing so significantly prior to the budget meeting, which is on October 23rd, I believe. So we're meeting with them. Actually, they couldn't all meet at once, so we actually have three separate engagements just to go over the comments from the residents and to share how and why the budget increase is the way it is. So as far as the schedule, I don't know what the county commissioners are going to offer or say. The two commissioners that are first and foremost and have been the most involved is Commissioner Mirren and Commissioner Creasel. The other ones, unless they were briefed by the other commissioners, I'm assuming that our information is going to be fairly new that we're going to talk to them about when we meet. So personally, from my perspective, at that time, we'll get some feedback after next week from the county commissioners about our budget, about the levy, and moving forward with regard to Sunnybrook Lake and a number of other projects that we have. So I don't have any other schedule to share with you at this time. And we felt that it was important to talk about the substantial increase with the county commissioners first and get their input.
Is it okay if shouldn't be contacting county commissioners to gauge their effort?
That was one question or one thought that I had is I invite you to send the letter to the county commissioners. And I think that it was just the board that the letter was sent to. And John, I assume you got a copy of it. I invite you to send it to all the county commissioners, quite frankly. I mean, it's a topic of interest. We're all going to be discussing it in the next couple of weeks. They'll know the nature of your concerns. And so I think that's really appropriate.
Maybe one last question. Do you think we'll get adequate notice then of when that topic might come up at the meeting?
Well, the county commissioner meetings will be in the next 2 weeks to discuss the budget increase, not just Sunnybrook Lake, but the overall levy increase. I would guess that the managers, once that's done, will discuss it probably at the next meeting. I mean, we'll certainly debrief everybody at the next meeting as to what their feedback and comments were. So I would say that's a good time to come. And also just wanted to apologize. I understand that you didn't get the agenda that was tonight. Looks like that was just an honest error, mistake. Hopefully you've asked your names to be put on to the distribution, so you'll just automatically receive that. Well, we went through the draft, and it was submitted to the county commissioners on, help me with the dates, you guys.
September.
September 30th. It was also published in the newspaper for two consecutive weeks prior to the budget hearing that was here. They were published in the, what are they, the Lilly newspaper. So the Oakdale Lake Elmo Review, as well as the Ramsey County. Those are the, and that's what's required by statute, so we have them published there.
I don't know if it's online yet. I would guess, no, probably not. I mean, it's not finalized until the end of the year.
I know.
So
if you're going to have a public hearing on it, it would be nice, but, or don't you have to have a public
hearing? We had the public hearing. Yep, we had the budget public hearing. Mm-hmm. That occurred in August. That was our last meeting in August. We didn't have anybody here. Nobody that attended, if I recall correctly. But You can have a draft copy of our budget. I have no problems whatsoever with sharing that with you. Understanding that it's a draft and, you know, can change for the next 3 months. Anybody else have any comments that I might have missed or
No, I think you're over? Pretty concise.
Does that answer your questions? I mean, I would say that we'll have some more updated information once we get some feedback from the county commissioners in 2 weeks at our next board meeting. Okay? Yep. And sir?
I'm good. I'm just here to listen.
You're here to listen. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Moving along here, permitting program. The inspector's report, please. Yep, thanks.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.
Do you have any questions from
You'll abandon.
The report that was submitted in the packet?
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess I have a couple comments. Is it my imagination or are there just a preponderance of failed rainwater gardens and infiltration basins?
We're seeing...
I think I must have counted 6 to 8 or 9 of them.
Well, yeah, we're seeing problems at Rock Point Church. We've got problems back again at Hammes. In fact, all of them at Hammes are not working right now. That site's, you know, has some problems. They're going to have to go in after they dry them and rework them because it makes sediments capped infiltration basins. So, yeah, we've had a number of complaints that I've gone out to. I've spent some time in North St. Paul this week on Tuesday and then today. It's a real mess out there with the construction for the utility work. And they've added another layer of flotation curtains at the lake. So they have 2 or 3 rings of flotation curtains at the outlets, but we're seeing sediment in the lake. Mm. And this isn't even the big construction, because next year they actually do the roads. So that's going to be an ongoing issue. And I know there's homeowners who are not happy. I think the lake owners, their association, had some complaints with the city. I'm being copied on inspection reports by the WSB compliance manager has been copying me on inspections and what's going on. So they're out there on it, inspecting it. There's a lot of issues out there. But yeah, we're seeing some issues at some of the different sites out there, for sure. You may have noticed there was one in there where there was a call about dumping fill on a upland site, and from a distance it certainly looked like that, but as you can see in the pictures, it was actually a huge grass surface area, probably 900 square feet of by 1 to 2 feet deep of grass clippings that in a distance looked like soil.
Didn't they take it to the compost?
Well, I don't know why they would cut a bag, you know, acres of grass, because that's what looks like they're doing.
And yeah.
It was not in the wetland. It was in the upland area, but Karen Wold met me out at the site and walked through it. At the same time, I had to walk the by property where we have a permit and the pond to get a feel for the whole thing, because we have some neighborhood issues there. Or Afton maybe has some neighborhood problems there. But the gentleman who let us walk on his property, he has the pond. He had done some cutting of the buffer, and I spoke with him, followed up this week. And the only reason he cut the buffer was because he had an issue with Canadian thistle taking over. So he cut it before it could blossom and seed. But he intends to keep the buffer that was there. So that was one comment from Karen, the health of the pond, to leave the vegetative buffer there. So, but there's just been a number of issues like that going on. You know, Royal Oak, making sure that they've got their the Queen's to Manning Trail entrance protected until they have the finish wear coat of asphalt on. So, because we've had some neighbor complaints down the street.
What about the high water in Matamidi? That was unusual. I think you're on the first page, a little less than halfway down.
Oh, Dr. Paul Schultz, yeah, yep. He called me. He has two entrances to his property. The one entrance goes down across a wetland, and the water was breaching his gravel road. Mm-hmm. So he asked if I could come out and look at it, and I did. And I did speak with John about it. And he wanted to know, you know, if there's anything he could do or we should do. And I did walk through the other end of the wetland from Hilton Trail to see where the water drained out. And it was coming through there slowly, and I asked him to actually, he should talk to his neighbors to see if they have some blockage, if there's a beaver dam in there. But I asked him not to put any gravel down on the driveways, otherwise it would just back the water up. Mm-hmm. I asked him to use his other entrance because it's high and dry. I said, well, just don't drive through there.
And how much rain did they get up in that area in the last couple of weeks? Does anybody know?
President Lucas Manchers, this was when that area of the district received around 5 inches.
Five inches.
So it was substantial.
It was substantial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably built up quite a bit, but I think he's satisfied. Mm-hmm. At least at this point, I haven't heard back from him.
Anybody else have any?
You covered everything.
And of course, with all the rain, we're not seeing that much work going on right now. There's some work, but we're seeing the problems out there. So where are the issues? Where's the erosion? You know, the things that are finished, are they holding up okay? So,
there's a lot.
But things are kind of quiet. So the projects that we're going to start now have really been pushed out until things dry up.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see. We have the Knuth or Knuth Family Home Construction.
President Lucas, managers, at the last meeting, the managers denied a permit to the Knuth resident because they had not submitted enough information for me to review in time for the meeting. The engineer for the Knuth has submitted some updated information that shows that they are proposing an infiltration basin near the entrance at Neal Avenue, a larger infiltration basin farther to the east, and then a more regional infiltration basin and detention facility that would be southwest of the home. So the project does conform to the district's rate control rule, volume control rule, and the suggested site-specific conditions are pretty standard in that they submit a maintenance agreement prior to construction and submit the surety prior to construction. The site is quite large, so there'll be easements that'll be necessary to cover all the swales on the site, and that is covered in sites. Specific condition number 4, as well as some of the standard conditions.
May I ask a question? So, John, do you feel confident about what they have complied with since we denied them last time?
Yes, President Lucas Majors, they've made revisions so that they are now showing their bond control practices, whereas before they did not show.
I'll make a motion to approve permit 2018-30.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's approved.
The $5,500 check was deposited already.
Awesome. All right. We're down to D, attorney review items.
Yep, so what you have in your packets from me is the MREP contract. I compared what's in your packet with what was
signed by the district for 2016 to 2018. It's very, very similar. Not a lot has changed. As far as price differences, there is an increase. The annual contribution from 2016 to 2018 for Valley Branch was $18,500. This contract has an annual contribution of $19,300, so it's a difference of $800 per year. Other than that, changes were minimal, so I have no hesitation with you signing it if you're okay with the terms.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do we need a motion?
I would guess maybe we need a motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion. May I make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
To approve the agreement between Washington County Conservation District and members of the 2019-2021 East Metro Water Resource Education Program, namely Valley Branch Watershed District.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Too much.
Aye.
Thank
right.
you.
This is approved. Right. Engineer items. Looks like the Farney Creek Stabilization Project.
President Lucas, managers, you previously authorized us to prepare plans and solicit bids to stabilize Farney Creek. Farney Creek is generally within the Torrey Pine subdivision of Lake Elmo, so north of 15th Street North and west of Inwood Avenue North.
Yeah.
We received three bids. And Minnesota Native Landscapes is the lowest bid at $24,900. We suggest that the managers award the bid to Minnesota Native Landscapes and authorize us to formally issue the notice and to authorize President Lucas to sign the agreement.
Okay. Anybody have any questions about that?
I have none.
Oh, ma'am.
You have something for me to sign tonight then, John, or not yet? Okay. All right.
Need a motion?
Yep, a motion is.
Make a motion to approve the requested manager action. Authorize BART to formally issue a notice of awards to Minnesota Native Landscapes Incorporated to stabilize Farney Creek for not more than $24,900.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Approved also.
Boom.
We're up with Tara's question, if I'm not mistaken, is it?
President Lucas, managers, I distributed a memo from Tara Klein that we failed to get in the packet. It's requesting final payment to Mrs. Judith Romans for $500 as part of a native plant grant.
So was this an ongoing one, John, from, September 16th, so a long time ago?
Oh, yeah.
More than 2 years ago. So just if you guys refresh your memory, we have kind of, I guess, all of us have agreed that we're not doing, paying for plant grants or buckthorn removal projects anymore, but I guess since this was
grandfathered in
yep. from 2 years ago, I would say that we move forward and approve of a $500 payment. And John, did we have any requests for that in 2018, really, to speak of?
Excuse me, like requests for?
For buckthorn reimbursement or anything like that.
We had one, I believe, in early in the year, and that's when the managers changed their policy and discontinued the buckthorn removal grant.
Okay. But I wouldn't imagine that you know, residents are really paying attention to that, are really aware of it, that we changed the policy. So it's curious that we got, you know, so few submittals, or only one submittal in 2018. Okay, in any event, I think we need a motion on this one too.
I will make a motion that we approve $500 for native plant grant for the Judith Romans 1405 Neal Avenue, North Lake Elmo, Minnesota project, even though it has been somewhat over a year to do so.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's approved. And how about an update on the 50th anniversary? Do we have any updates on the 50th anniversary? Board, other board members?
I have nothing to. I have nothing to talk about. I was kind of hoping we could do the thing in your neighborhood, but apparently that's not happening.
So it is. I don't know. Did everybody catch John's Minneapolis Trib? I think it was. Article
right.
About Afton that they suspended it for 2018, and I guess that the celebration is going to be 2019. I guess I would suggest that we participate or try or ask if we can participate in 6 months from now, and we call that part of our 50th celebration.
It doesn't have to be within the year. You
doesn't have to be within the year. It can be just a little past.
Mike. Am I going to be giving out frozen water bottles?
Well, not if you don't put any water in them.
Yeah, yeah.
It just changed the marketing to celebrating over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
There
you go.
We have 200 more.
No, it'll still be a great event,
yeah.
And we'll still be able to get our name out there and do some education programming, and maybe we can even work a little bit closer. I guess I should take it as an action item. I'll reach out to Afton. John, would maybe help me remember that, Ron Morse, and whoever the new mayor-elect is going to be, which will not be Mayor Richard Bend. He is not running for mayor of Afton anymore. So anyway, to reach out to the mayor, the newly elect one, and the city administrator.
One quick one. South Washington Watershed District, are we going to attend that?
Well, we missed it. It's today.
Oh, we did miss it. Oh, I forgot. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I elected it.
I
couldn't get down there. It would have been a great thing. But John, I think, went. Did you get a chance? Did you, any of you guys go to it at all? Jeff, did you go? Any of you guys go?
I could not make it, no.
Oh.
Later in the month.
President Lucas Majors, I attended. It was a little bit difficult getting to the site because of a lot of road closures. Mm-hmm. So I think their attendance was a little bit lighter than what they had wanted, and then with the cold weather, it was in a tent with a heater, and they had, I believe, chili and cookies and warm water to make your own cider or hot chocolate and that kind of thing. So it was a good event. It was just a little bit challenging to get there.
I can imagine it was really challenging.
Yeah.
Since it was today, snowing.
Today, I thought it was this. Never mind.
So that Afton event would be in...
So far, they've just said spring.
Spring.
But I would guess probably April, May.
So I would think that maybe possibly if we could, I can do the research on this. If we could find something that happens in the winter or maybe before December, we could, you know, tag along on an event like we did with the Sally Manzara thing and the music at the park.
Oh, excellent, Tony. Yeah.
You think that Angie might have something to...
She might. Yeah, I'll reach out to Angie to see what's happening in the watershed district.
All right, thanks. All right, let's see. Anybody have any other comments at all? Anybody missing from October 25th or November 8th at this time that they're aware of?
I will not be here on November 8th.
You'll have Tracy on the 25th.
Okay. No Tony on
Ms. Tracy.
November 8th. John, you'll keep us posted if Lincoln's going to be gone or if we're closing in on not having a quorum, maybe?
Okay.
Budget workshop, as I mentioned, I guess I was, haven't lost my marbles on the date. It is October 23rd. I know I'm going to attend. How about you guys?
I plan on attending.
Okay. Great. So I would show up there for sure by 9 usually, but we don't really seem to have any requests for anybody to speak or any presentations until probably 10 o'clock, but...
Are we the only ones that show up for this?
No, every watershed.
Oh, it's every, okay. Okay, so it's going to be a variety of...
Every watershed district that touches Washington County.
What?
Because they're the poster child. Just kidding, Matt Moore, just kidding. Yeah, someone does a overall presentation of what the budgets are.
Correct.
And then, again, just to remind everybody of the MOD conference, annual conference, last weekend, first weekend in December. I'm surprised it's not pushed. I always thought it was always the first days in December, so I thought it would have been the next week.
It's always the weekend after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving, okay. And does anybody know for sure if they're going to that yet, besides myself?
I'm going.
I'm not
you
for
might.
Sure.
I'm booked.
Oh, you did? You yeah. did? Okay. Okay.
I'm booked at the Hilton or Hyatt or Hampton or whatever.
President Lucas Majors, if you're not booked at the resort and you would like to be booked at the resort, let me know because we might have some extra rooms that we could swap.
Yeah, I talked to John about that earlier.
As soon as I find out.
All right. Any other business?
I have none.
I have none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, we are adjourned.